Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, as always. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We will be joined by Chris Russell, Redskins insider, coming up at 7:20. Mm-hmm. Lake Lewis Jr., insider for SportsJourney.com, will join us at 9:25 as we talk about what we're expecting to be breaking news, hopefully at some point during the show, but as we often joke about, it often happens right after the show, and that's the Washington football team retiring the name Redskins.
Well, you know, it's interesting. So because we aren't rights holders of the Redskins and haven't been for seemingly, I don't know, how long has it been, 15 years, whatever it's been, we don't get invited to the press conference. You know, with the Nats, we get, I don't know if you guys still get them, I still get them, I get a daily email to be invited on the Zoom call. Yep. I want to Zoom in with Sean Doolittle and Rizzo.
Yeah, we get those.
Yeah. And so anytime there's an announcement, Kyle, who's the PR director over there for the Nats, sends us, we're on the list.
Yeah.
We get nothing from the Redskins.
Correct.
So when the Redskins actually put out the email that John Kime will get, I assume Grant still gets it, but we don't get it. As employees here at the station. So we're going to have to just be like just looking at the newswire, looking at the Twitter feed to find out.
Mm-hmm. I think we'll feel it.
Now,
once it happens, we're going to
But it will happen after 10 because, you know, people get up. They're not up yet, and they don't get into the offices.
It might happen at 9.
They don't get onto their computers until after 10 usually.
It might happen at 9, Jason.
I think we got an outside chance at 9.
Maybe.
Yeah,
all right.
I think we got a shot. And
but
JP's
I think
right.
It's more likely to happen at noon.
Mike Jones is, and listen, we know Mike a long time. Mike doesn't just put stuff out there. Mike is saying that they're going to retire the nickname and reveal a new team name Monday morning.
Yeah, that's what he reported.
So somebody's telling Mike that, somebody that he believes in, where he's putting his name to it. Because others are saying, no, it's just going to be the name, and there's trademark issues, and they can't issue the new one. Mike is putting his reputation on the line that they're going to actually reveal the new name. So I'm going with Mike, because somebody's telling him that he believes.
And then I also want to follow up on this other story. We'll talk to Chris Russell here in 15 minutes, but about the rumor that there's other big news coming out of Redskins Park today that's not so good. Of course,
yeah,
that's what Scott Abraham from Channel 7 tweeted.
Like, they're making it sound like it's dark.
I know.
Like, what's going on?
What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
But the firings of the two scouts, Alex Santos and Richard Mann, on July 13th is just very interesting to me.
It is, but it's not. It doesn't, like, the fan base doesn't care about those guys.
No. If it's just firing them because, you know, you got a new regime in here, a new coach and staff.
That's not really newsworthy.
That's not newsworthy. But I don't think Scott Abraham would be tweeting out what he tweeted if it was just that.
Right, yeah, but I think we're trying to track down the trademark guy, guys. Martin McCauley, who has the trademarks of several names. Do we have him on the line right now?
All right. Yeah, Drab's talking to him right now.
Okay.
Right. Has he admitted that he's just sort of essentially trolling, that, you know, squatting, that he's just trying to get paid out of this?
I mean, we can talk to him
about it. I'm not going to hate on it.
He's apparently started this years ago.
Right.
So I guess maybe he knew it was coming. You know, he felt the Mike Wise movement, and he felt like eventually it was going to happen.
Who here hasn't squatted some names on like on Twitter or on like you know, GoDaddy or whatever?
I haven't.
Who here hasn't?
Squatted? I have.
I mean, everybody I know.
No, hold on. That was the thing.
What did you squat?
I don't know, but we would try to come up with it. Dude, I bought like 20 names at one point of different websites.
What are you doing
with
your life?
Not trademarks, but websites. Yeah, you wanted to get the next pizza.com.
No, I didn't.
I never did that.
I know Cakes did. I know I did. You guys just aren't savvy.
Well, anyway, McCauley owned the following names: Americans, Bravehearts, Federals, Forces, Founders, Gladiators, Monuments, Natives, Pandas, Pigskins, Red-Tailed Hawks, Renegade Sharks, Veterans and Tribes.
He doesn't have Hogs.
I don't think he's got Red Wolves. Now, I know Red Wolves has other issues.
Is he there, Drabby?
Yeah, Martin's there. Yeah.
Martin.
Good morning, Martin.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to get on you for doing what you're doing. I was telling the guys, I tried to squat on a bunch of names for websites. What were you thinking when you started this 4 or 5 years ago?
Well, it was kind of a joke. A lot of people were getting joke names, and I got Washington Pigskins.
Yeah.
And it got the attention of the NFL. They wrote me a letter, said, "We know you apply for Washington Pigskins. Sounds a lot like Redskins, but we're going to allow it."
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was funny to do it. I got a few more, and I just kept
and
going.
Do you have any gear for any of these things? Have you ever actually made shirts or hats?
That went to Goodwill a long time ago. I have a lot that I applied for, you know, like foam hands or mini footballs, but those are going to expire. Trademarks are good for 6 years, and it's been 5 years. But the timing is kind of odd because they did this right in between year five and year six of when I got my trademarks. So year five is critical because that's when somebody can apply to say, I've used this trademark for 5 years. Now I want what is called a Section 15 filing. It makes it incontestable. Nobody can challenge that that's my trademark.
Right.
But then if it goes 6 years, then they expire if I'm not using it. So you know, probably 90% of mine are just going to expire because I'm not in the business of selling merchandise online, but I do have a few that I can renew. I mean, the realistic ones I have are Americans. I got red tails because I have red-tailed hawks, and if you look up red tail in the dictionary, it says red-tailed hawk.
Mm-hmm.
So I think red-tailed hawks counts as red tails or red hawks. And then I mentioned,
are you
American,
trying to, Martin, let me ask you a question. Are you trying to get paid out of this? Is that the idea?
I wrote the NFL, sent their trademark attorneys an email on July 4th after it started looking like a name change was imminent.
Right.
And I told them, here's a list of all my trademarks. If this will help you get the name changed, you can use these for free.
Look at that.
They did not answer.
Look at that. Go ahead.
I never expected to make any money. I'm not an idiot. You know, in social media, I get roasted a lot. You know, look at this idiot. He never got a trademark attorney. He doesn't know what he's doing. Thinks he's going to make money. No, every time a reporter has asked me, I said, no, I am not expecting to make any money. I think this is funny. I think it's fun. Mm. And they say, oh, yeah, but come on, you must want to make money. I said, no, if they want them, I will say, take them. They say, no, you got to want to make money. I say, no, because they would just use their lawyers and get mine canceled.
Right, right.
And then the report is, McCauley thinks he's going to strike it rich.
Right.
Well, just out of curiosity, how much does it cost to trademark each name?
It takes $225 and takes me 5 minutes.
So a lot of money, though.
You spent a lot of money. How much? What have you spent? $7,000 or $8,000?
How much does somebody spend on a skybox or a suite?
Yeah.
And you know, nobody roasts them in social media because they bought a skybox or they bought season tickets.
Right. What are you worried about social media?
Over 6 years.
What are you worried about social media? I just looked you up. You have 61 followers on Twitter. Now we can add to that It's at Martin McCauley, McCaulay. You seem like a reasonable guy. I guess you're an actuary living in Alexandria. I think earlier they did say, what's your end game? So it was just a joke, but you've obviously continued to do this for years. What would you like to see happen?
Well, I'm just trying to get them to change the name. You know, a lot of people want them to change the name. And I think I'm kind of in a position to make that happen. Because if they're trying to make the change in 2 months, they don't have a lot of choices. And if there's a name where I've got a trademark for both athletic equipment, athletic shirts, and a trademark for football games, then they're set. They're good to go. So why would they not pick one of mine and they're just good to go for it 2 months? If they pick one that somebody's already got, somebody besides me, mm-hmm. Well, I think the general said they could use theirs. But anybody else, they're going to get in negotiations. They're going to take months, and I don't think they can do it.
Have you heard from anybody from the Redskins?
No. See, the thing is, they would not need to contact me until 3 months after they decided what name to use, because they can make a filing, and it doesn't even – they can apply for a name. They can apply for one of my names. Then it doesn't even come up for review until 3 months later. And then 3 months later, a trademark attorney would do a search and tell them, we found another name. It's the same name as yours. So we have to suspend yours. And at that point, they would probably contact me. They would either object to the trademark office and say, well, you should ignore his. His are terrible. Or they would just contact me and say, can we use it? And I'd say, okay, what do you
gotcha.
Want?
So, okay, so I think I understand, though, where you're coming from. So you're a guy that has always hoped that they would change the name, and you're thinking,
right.
I can speed up this process by owning these names, and then when push comes to shove, I can just go to the team and say, here, take one of these names. I've already reserved it for you.
Right. You can call me a trademark squatter. I'm a trademark squatter blocker. I have these. I say you can have them. Nobody can now apply for these because I'm first in line.
Right. The only one that I see
is like a seat holder at the Academy Awards. I think that's
yeah.
the way you see himself.
Right. The Good only one I could see that I've heard that they might be into was Renegades that he has.
Right.
Right. I could
yeah,
see
I've got I called it Washington Renegades Gridiron Football because there's a trademark for a rugby team called Washington Renegades, so I had to make mine distinctive.
Mm-hmm. What I think you know the story, but can you fill us in? You don't have Warriors. What is the story behind Warriors?
Okay. Well, Mr. Snyder started trying to get Warriors 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And most recently, his application was in year 27. And then 12 years later, in 2019, it came up for review. Because it'd been suspended. It'd been like on a waiting list for 12 years. And then it finally came up for review, and the trademark office wrote them a letter and said, do you still want this? And they didn't answer. And then they wrote, okay, well, you didn't answer, so we're going to eliminate everything you asked for that Golden State Warriors already have, shirts and everything. But we're going to leave one thing. We're going to say, okay, you can proceed with your trademark application for football. And they ignored it. And then it got published for opposition, which means in 30 days, they published it for 30 days. And if anybody's got an objection to it because it conflicts with one of theirs, they have 30 days to file an opposition. Well, I did it. And this was kind of under the radar because – they were just applying for the word Warriors, not Washington Warriors. So if you searched for the word Washington, you would not see it. Also, they used a different name. So it was Washington Football, Inc., not Pro Football, Inc. But I found it because I searched for their address, and
so
I know they
have
Redskins in their address.
Hold on a second. A little confusing. We're talking to Martin McCauley, who has a bunch of trademarks for potential team names for the Washington Football Team, including Red Tail Wolves, amongst others. Do you currently own the Warriors name, the trademark?
No. I have a suspended application. I have five suspended applications that have been suspended for 5 years. And the team has no interest in the team Warriors because they had a chance to trademark it this year. It would already be trademarked, but they let it be abandoned on purpose. Because what happened is, since I've got a suspended application for Warriors, that gave me standing to file an opposition to Mr. Snyder's application for Warriors. It was published in December 2019. So I filed an opposition. I said, you cannot get a trademark unless you've got a bona fide intent to use the trademark. You said you're never going to change the name. Okay, that means you have no bona fide intent to use it.
Right. And Martin, I have a question for you. If you had to bet and they announced a new name today, what would be your bet that they go with based on what you know about the trademarks?
I would say Red Wolves, because what I read was they can't announce a new name because there's a trademark dispute going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I am aware of a dispute with the Arkansas State Werewolves and the Chattanooga Red Wolves. That's a lawsuit that started in 2019, and it's going on now, and it's going to jury trial in 2021. So if that's the one they're talking about, then they're going to have to make a deal with Arkansas State, which is a public university. So I would think any discussion they have with Arkansas State is going to have to be very public information, because it'll have to go to their board of trustees and have discussion, probably public meetings.
Right.
I think that would take months.
So based on what you know, do you think they'll announce a new name today?
No, because I think if they want Red Wolves, then somebody's going to have to contact the board of trustees at Arkansas State.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And you're saying that could take months?
Yes, and I don't know how they're going to keep that private either.
Right. All right. Hey, Martin, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for clearing that up. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, sure.
All right, that's Martin McCauley. He's the trademark guy. So he's not a squatter in sort of this evil sense that he just wants to get paid.
No.
Which, by the way, I'm not hating on. I squatted names 10 years ago when that was a thing.
I'm sure he'd like to get the money back.
I like how $225. Said, who hasn't squatted names?
Right. Come on. Drabby, have you cyber squatted on names before? Of course
I think
you have.
Probably when I was a teenager, some dumb website idea that I had or something.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Valdez, you didn't buy a bunch of website names when we were all doing that 10 years ago?
Not once.
Really? I'm surprised.
What was your name, Eric?
Oh, I don't know. I bought like 20 of them.
Oh. Poopfoam.com?
No. I'm sure some of them were like poker related or, you know, not necessarily something you're going to get rich from. But yeah, we bought a bunch of names.
Well, I did find it interesting that it doesn't seem like he's squatting to try and cash out, although who knows.
I don't think he would turn it down.
Down the road, right?
Well, he's squatting because he's trying
He sees himself as, like I said, the guys who sit in seats during the Academy Awards when the stars have to go to the bathroom. And he wants to be kind of the hero so that Snyder kind of comes to him and says, this is the team name I really want. I want to be, you know, one of these 40 trademarks that McCauley has applied for, and then he gives it to the Redskins.
I think he just wants to enable the name change,
right,
to make it easier for them, because he is pro name change.
His names, though, aren't really the popular.
They're not the popular ones.
I don't think
yeah.
so, other than maybe about, Renegades.
Right.
And that one doesn't seem to have any steam.
I mean, unless, EB, you did mention Pigskins, unless they decide to go Pigskins. Or Federals.
Well, the thing about Pigskins is you could still say Skins Cowboys.
Right.
Big Skins Cowboys game today.
Yeah,
it would
be
HTTP.
HTTP, baby. That would work for me, man.
You can't wait until they announce it.
Oh, I mean.
Are you kind of on the edge of your seat waiting for it?
Yeah,
well,
but I don't think
that it happens during the show, but we know it's not.
I know it's going to happen at
10:01. It's going to happen noon.
Yeah.
A
bit.
All we got to do is tell people it's going to be inside of the window.
Right.
They're going to announce it at 9 o'clock. Make sure you're listening.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm back with how Chris Russell will join us. We'll talk to the Redskins insider next here on The Fan. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Running the three-man show this week as Cakes is in Kiawah Island, South Carolina, enjoying a week of vacation. I'm JP, along with Jason Bishop and Eric Bickle. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotlines, our pal Chris Russell, Redskins insider. Chris, if you had to bet, a week from now, we're going to call you Red Wolves insider, Warriors insider. What do you think is going to happen?
How about the Washington whatever's insider, huh? Washington fill in the blanks, whatever. I don't know. I honestly, if I had to bet, if I had to guess, it would still be Warriors. But, you know, that's only because Dan has been, you know, hell-bent on that name for a long time with the arena team and, you know, all that story. I know there's... The problem is the way, and Martin McCauley, the guy who has all these trademarks and whatever, he's been explaining this, and I've had to kind of learn, teach myself some trademark law.
We just
and
talked to him for like 10 minutes.
Okay, I didn't hear that interview, so I'm going to have to go back on the radio.com rewind app. And boy, 7 o'clock in the morning came early when, you know, when you've been burning the midnight oil. So,
right.
So I got to go back and listen to that. But I mean, I don't know what exactly he told you guys, but my understanding is that name, Warriors, is, you know, is just pending right now. There's all sorts of trademark applications pending right now. And then Red Hawks leads into Red Tails, and Red Wolves is technically open right now, but that, and as I'm sure he told you guys, because I know he said it on Twitter yesterday, that could lead into an Arkansas State battle. So there's all sorts of issues and all sorts of tangled web type things here going on. And again, I am far, 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 far from a trademark lawyer or expert. All I know is this goes back to my original premise, which is I don't know how they're doing this so quickly. I know the NFL is helping them, and I know the NFL has ways to, and lawyers, to get around some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how they're exactly getting to a point where, okay, we're going to make an announcement today that the name is going to change, which I think is the right thing to do. But then by next week, presumably, or a week and a half when training camp starts, we're going to have a new name, new apparel, new gear, new moniker, new shield, new logo. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, why is it so outrageous to think that Snyder just said, all right, Arkansas State, I'll stroke you a check for 10 mil.
Just I mean, it's not crazy, Jason. I mean, I can't say it's crazy in any way.
Money like that, 5 to 10 million or whatever it takes, that can make it move quick.
True, but as Michael said, if they did that, there'd have to be, like, their board of trustees have to approve. There's a whole thing that would be involved there where I don't think he just can do that overnight.
Right. And so time is a factor in, I think, all of these, especially that one. Eric, to your point, I would say this. To me, I don't know if Dan is just walking around cutting huge checks by himself. I think the NFL would help him in this regard because, you know, with all the pending ownership issues and all that, from what I understand, a lack of liquid cash. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but that's just what I hear. The thing that I keep going back to is Warriors is not actually Washington Warriors is not actually owned by anybody. It's just my understanding is it's pending or it's just it's tied up right now. And again, that's the name that he keeps that everybody that has known Dan has wanted forever, right? And when Kime threw that into his report on late Saturday night. A guy like Kime, and I haven't talked to John since late last week, a guy like Kime is not throwing that in there just for no reason. So to me, I still keep going back to Warriors, even though I got to be honest, I've asked 100 people, and they either claim they don't know or they're not telling.
Well, what about what Mike is reporting? Mike Jones is reporting that they're going to actually announce the new name today.
Yeah, no, that I think is the right thing to do. I mean, this is what I've been saying.
Right, but everyone else is saying that it's not going to happen today, that they're just going to retire Redskins.
Oh, okay. So Jones is reporting that they're actually going to announce the new name, not that they're going to retire the name.
Yes,
okay,
I
got that. All right, I misinterpreted that because I saw a report from Jones last night saying that they were going to indeed make an announcement today, and I interpreted it like the SBJ report. You got me, guys. If they've decided this name and they've cleared trademark registration rules and they've done their market research, even if the NFL and that marketing firm in DC is helping them, there is just common sense tells me there is absolutely no way that they're going to get this done and not screw it up. Just take Warriors, for example, right? I mean, I talked about this on my show yesterday morning. And maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree. I don't know. All I know is Marquette University changed their name from Warriors to Golden Eagles under pressure because they were the name Warriors was offensive along with their shield, their logo, which they had already previously changed to Native Americans and to American Indians. And so why would you want to, if that's the name, why would you want to go back to something that could be potentially divisive? For a million years until I'm dead, I will never understand if they choose that name.
Maybe their research is different. You know, we pointed to what Ron Rivera said on the 4th of July, where he said he and Snyder were going to look into a couple of team names, and they wanted to know if it honored both Native Americans and military members.
There's no way that Native Americans.
Maybe when they go talk to those people, they think Warriors is fine.
Why is Warriors so specific to Native Americans?
Yeah, they don't own that name.
You're right. It's not a dictionary defined slur. It's not offensive.
It's not exclusive to Native Americans.
You're right. You're right. But it could be construed again, and it was in this particular case, and it has been in many other cases. Now, I think when you combine the name along with if you have Native American imagery as the logo, which we've heard that they're not going to have, I think that's where you kind of get more in trouble. But if you just adopt Warriors flat out, right? And you don't have any Native American imagery in the logo, I think you'll be better off than certainly if you have the Native American imagery. But here's my problem. Here's the question I'll throw out to you guys. Because you're coming from Redskins, which is a hurtful term as defined, to that, which again could affect and could offend another group. However small it is, no matter what your intention is, are you putting yourself potentially in hot water? Again, legally, I think you're fine. But are you putting yourself potentially in hot water for the criticism and the debate and the problems to never end? That's my question.
Yeah. I just don't think that they have they can make that stand. But, you know, even though Marquette caved on that, I don't know.
It's more than Marquette. I mean, other schools and other, you know,
have
high schools.
From Warriors?
I mean, Marquette's the biggest example. Other high schools and all that have changed and modified. I'm just saying that Marquette is the biggest example. And granted, that was 26 years ago, but I don't think our world has become any more numb to it. As a matter of fact, I think we're, to use what the kids say, more woke to it.
I don't hear any pressure for Golden State to change their name.
No, because Golden State, and that's obviously a great point, Jason. Golden State, if you look at the history of their logos, right, their logos were awful, number one, in terms of the Native American imagery, if we're just, you know, if we're just describing it. And they have gone completely the opposite way to the Golden Gate Bridge and all that stuff.
Over the years. Couldn't the Redskins do that? We talked about that earlier.
So again, they could do that, but the question becomes is, if you're doing that when you were the former Redskins and then changing to that, are you, and maybe, again, maybe this is me just making too big of a deal out of this. If you're going from Redskins to that, even if there's no Native American imagery, are you putting yourself again in a position to get hammered saying that's not enough? That's not good enough. That we want more. We want, how could you be that insensitive to again potentially offend another group?
It's not too far away is what you're saying. They're not creating enough distance.
Yes.
We're talking
yes.
to Chris Russell, Redskins insider.
I think
quickly
it's ridiculous.
Shift to it's the latest crazy. News on the personnel front. Fill us in on what happened in the last couple of days.
Yeah, so Alex Santos, the director of pro personnel, and Richard Mann the second, and I've worked around both of those guys. I like both of those guys. They were let go. Alex was originally, I guess, supposed to be out in early January, late December, whenever Bruce was fired, because there was there weren't rumors, there were reports, flat out hardcore reports from the Post and NBC Sports Washington that he was fired that day. And then Grant actually talked to somebody, said no, he's not. So my understanding is, there's been this evaluation period, as there is with everyone, any holdover. Ron has been evaluating and Kyle has been evaluating, and maybe I'm missing something here. Maybe something else happened behind the scenes. I don't know.
What were you alluding to on Twitter when the guy from Channel 7 tweeted that he's hearing something dark is happening there beyond just a name change?
Yeah,
you're I've heard that too.
Well, so what happened was, one of my sources Saturday night said there's big news coming down, but he wouldn't tell me, right? So that sucked for me, right? Your boy knew that there was something bad going down, and I couldn't figure it out, so I was running around like a crazy man yesterday trying to track it. And then that happened. That was the bad. And then when I followed up and I said, now I see. He said, there's more coming and there's bad news coming. And, so basically Scott put it in a different context. Now he's saying that some horrific thing, some bad. That wasn't necessarily exactly how I took it, but I took it as big and maybe, kind of earth shattering or altering or franchise altering. He's putting it in a different context, at least that I understood it from one of my sources, one of my top sources. So again, long and the short of it is, I don't know exactly what it is. Here's what I would say. Here's
Nobody
what I would say.
Anything.
Yeah. Well.
Well, let me ask you this.
It's frustrating. Trust me.
You wouldn't have tweeted what you tweeted. He certainly wouldn't have said what he said if it was just they're firing these two guys because they want to put their own guys in place.
I believe it's something outside of that.
That's what we
exactly think it's related to these guys.
Could it be? Yes. I don't know, and it's not fair for me to speculate in that regard. So I'll just leave it at that. There's a lot of crazy things that go on in that building. Last week, I was told the building was, not just last week, was in complete chaos.
Surprised by.
Yeah, here's the other thing. I would just say one thing that I feel semi-comfortable in saying is, Ron has been consulting a lot with his friend Brandon Bean, who's the Bills general manager. They're friends. They work together in Carolina. Bean grew in a lot of authority. He's done a great job with Sean McDermott in Buffalo. I would think, and I don't know inside information specifically on this. I'm trying to track it, but there are guys like Joe Schoen, who's their assistant general manager, Dan Morgan, who you guys might remember used to play at the University of Miami, NFL lineman. He's been their director of player personnel. Guys like that might might potentially be added to the franchise. And then there's another one, Donnie Warren, you know, who played here and won a couple of Super Bowls here. This was pointed out, I think, by Ben Standing of The Athletic. He was fired recently as the Carolina Panther, one of the Carolina Panthers pro scouts. So, you know, from a football operation standpoint, these are some of the names that might be added to this this ship. But I would just say this, that just because Ron Rivera is here and, you know, new culture, this and that, they're putting way too much on Ron. There are still very chaotic moments and days and a lot going on behind the scenes that people don't think about, people don't know about. And part of the problem is because Ron is being asked to be the head coach, the president, the vice president, the general manager, the assistant general manager. And now they just might as well add the pro personnel director and the assistant pro personnel director onto his title. I mean, come on. At some point, somebody is going to just burn out and crash and burn. So,
Chris, we got to run. Get some sleep.
Thank you, guys. Sorry.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
See you later.
It's Chris Russell, our Redskins insider. Open up the phone lines as we come back. 800-636-1067. We've been talking about this name change all morning long. Expected, all reports are expected they're going to retire the name Redskins. And there are differing reports. Like we mentioned, Mike Jones from USA Today says they're going to unveil the new team name today. So we want to know, what do you think it's going to be? It seems like most of our audience that have responded to the Twitter poll believe it's going to be Red Wolves.
Getting
heard from Mike McCauley earlier this hour, is it going to be Red Wolves? That's complicated by some lawsuit in the colleges. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. 800-636-1067. We'll come back with your calls here on the
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. It looks like Eric made the outfit shift.
That's right. Yeah, I was upstairs. I said I might as well just put the Sean on. You know what? I never know what to do with jerseys, though, when you get, like, mustard on them or, you know. Like, what do? Can you take them to a dry cleaners?
I'm assuming you could.
I don't know.
Mustard seems like it's pretty tough to get out.
Mine are all a little bit dirty, you know. Just get a little dirt on them when you wear them. Over and over and over. I never know what to do, because if you just put it in a regular, you know, washing machine, they definitely get messed up.
Yeah.
So
I could put my Crick jersey on.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's up to you. If you're feeling it today. Today I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
So we're just waiting for the official announcement. It could come at any time.
Well, I'm waiting for that, and I'm also waiting for this other story, this little side story.
The other side story.
I wonder if it's as serious as people are, you know, the Scott Abrahams of the world are alluding to.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it.
I don't either.
My wild card. I know it's not going to happen. The dream scenario is when they say there's big news coming beyond a new team name is Snyder just bows down and sells the team.
Oh, no. That
would, I know it's not going to happen, but that would be glorious. Happen.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're saying there's bigger news than just the team, I mean, the team name is huge news. So whatever this other story is has to be massive.
Well, did he say it was bigger? Or
he
just said
it was bigger.
He just said there was other news. There's more stuff going on.
Maybe he didn't use the word bigger. Right?
He didn't say bigger.
But he said it's not good. Those are the words he used.
To me, to me, it's not totally surprising, maybe the timing of it. But as he said, that it appeared that Santos was going to be out on January 1st or whenever it was.
Why did it take 6 months to do it?
The other thing is it's not big news because the average fan doesn't care. The average fan couldn't identify Alex Santos if he walked right in front, if he sat right next to me.
I sat next to Alex Santos at a wedding, at Danny Smith's daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
I don't know, this must have been 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Good dude. I mean, we talked about everything. We talked about the team. We talked about football. Right. He was just a good dude. But so I hope there's nothing beyond the fact that Rivera just wants to replace him.
Yeah. But it doesn't strike me as big news. You know, Santos and Mann being let go, the average fan just doesn't care. They don't even know him.
Correct.
So,
what if this happened? This is just ridiculous. Spitballing here. But, you know, Russell said that Rivera, in some ways, I don't know if he used the word overwhelmed, but that he's doing all of these roles. So we knew it was going to be a coach-centric approach, but he's coaching. He's now in charge of the player personnel. He's basically handling the duties that a Bruce Allen would have done as a VP. What if he decided, you know what, I'm going to step back as the head coach and let Jack Del Rio be the head coach so that I can just do all of these other duties?
Why would that? But why would Abraham say it's not good if that
no
was
idea
the story?
Well, maybe people would think that that's not a good
thing. Now you're just being ridiculous.
Now you're just throwing it out.
Just throwing it out.
You're just being ridiculous.
Well, you're throwing out wild theories too.
What was my theory?
I'm saying collectively, you. Not
I don't
you
have a theory.
I don't have any theories.
I have no idea.
Some of them off air.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, but I'm not.
When someone says it's not good, that immediately comes to mind. But
yeah, you just go to the most awful stuff you can think of. All right, let's bounce some of these calls if people want to chime in. What are you feeling today? I know I have to say it's a massive day, but I'm not feeling particularly overwhelmed because we saw this coming. Not surprised. The only thing that you might be surprised with is sort of the swiftness of it. But at this point, I just have – my emotion is I just want to know what the new name is going to be. Wait. If they denounce today that they're retiring the name Redskins and it's just sort of like a rite of passage that they're going through, the first thing they have to do is retire the name, and then there'll be another announcement – after they've secured like sort of trademark rights and everything else, we have to wait weeks and weeks for that.
Yeah,
I don't. That stinks.
But don't you feel that you're losing a little bit of yourself today? All the memories, the good times.
You don't lose them because you still have them.
I know, but this is your last day as a Redskins fan. Tomorrow you'll be a Warriors fan.
Maybe. Yeah.
Or a Red Wolf fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to be hard for him to call the team those names.
I'll still screw up, and I'm not going to do it like to be a jerk, but I'll still, it'll be hard for me to say a big Skins-Wolves game today. That's just going to be hard to say. Big Skins-Warriors game today. That's going to be hard to say for years. So, I don't know.
Well, you wouldn't say a big Skins-Warriors game.
What would I say?
Cowboys-Warriors
game. Cowboys-Warriors game, whatever I said. Yeah. It's just really hard to say that.
Big game, playing the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a guy, and I have no problem. You're a guy who uses we, so we're playing the Cowboys.
Yeah. I think once people, there's this like excitement right now with this new name. Oh, what's it going to be? Let me put in my input right here. See if they take the bait. I think once people realize that the Redskins name is gone and it's dead and buried, there's going to be a lot of sadness that comes over them. And once it kind of sets in a little bit.
Well,
I think you're
a little bit right. Yeah, I mean it's over. I felt that last week. I felt that, as soon as the announcement was made, as soon as they issued the statement that they were officially reviewing options, you knew it was over.
The only thing that will help is time.
Yeah.
And especially with people who are a little bit older, because when you're young, you have this arrogance about you, like, oh, who cares about the Redskins name? We got plenty of time to build up a new franchise here, lots of winning. But if you're, 60, you've spent your whole life rooting for this team, and it's just it's taken away from you, and now you've got a bond with something new. That's a very hard thing to come to grips with.
Well, I also think it's easier for younger folks that haven't experienced winning.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
both, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in the 80s, I mean, we were it in the 80s and early 90s. It was us, the Niners.
Yeah.
You know, and so I still cling to those memories. I still have them. If you're younger and you know, all you know is Dan Snyder and losing, you might not feel nearly as passionate. I would guess
you don't. You're probably not as attached.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's guys that are, you know, 60, you know, 70 and, you know, between 40 and 70. Those people are really going to be affected by it,
I would think. All right. Is there anybody online that we can bang out here before we have to go to break?
Yeah, Marcus.
We'll go to line five, go to break. Alan Radford.
All right.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come
more
back
calls.
And take your calls. 800-636-1067. We're talking about the name change. I know we've been talking about it for a week, but it broke yesterday or last night that they're going to announce it today. It's happening today. They're at least going to retire the name Redskins, and according to some sources, they'll unveil the new name. Your thoughts next at 800-636-1067.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.